Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
My husband went to Lowe's or Home Depot, and they had a thing for him to get a backpack, which was $7.95. Okay, that was taken off our credit card. Why today are they charging me $56.95?
I can look that up for you, ma'am. What's your zip code?
03818.
And what's your husband's name or your name?
My husband's name Jerry. My name's Susan.
Okay. And will you verify the mailing address or email address?
What? What did you do? The email address? Did you have it me or you?
Me.
Oh, all right. I'll let you talk to my husband.
P. It's BN6669Z at yahoo.com.
It's Ben.
Gmail.
6669Z. Either, I don't know, Google or something.com.
Okay, ma'am. It's showing that he paid $6.95 shipping and handling to receive that free gift, which was a tactical bag. And in the terms and conditions, it
tells
you.
Well, this one here, this says $7.95. And then I'm getting charged again, $56.95 today.
Okay, yes, that is the shipping and handling, the $7.95. And then in the terms and conditions, it tells you that once you pay the shipping and handling, you're enrolling into a factory direct savings club.
All right, I want all that canceled and back on my card.
Okay. We'll go ahead and cancel it, and it is a valid charge, so we can offer a 35% refund.
What is it?
Really?
Okay, wait a minute. Give me a phone.
All right, hang on.
Okay, what's going on?
Wow.
Hello?
Fucked up shit.
Yes.
Hello? So what's going on?
It's showing where you paid $7.95 shipping and handling to receive that free gift, which was a tactical bag. In the terms and conditions, it tells you that you're enrolling into a factory direct savings club. So every month you're charged. In return, you receive a $125 gift card to use on the online web store.
So I want to stop it. How do I stop it?
I can go ahead and cancel, and I do have that cancellation number available.
Yeah, I read it, and it did not say nothing about anything like that. I mean, I did read it. Hang on one second. Let me get a piece of paper.
Okay.
Come on. Alrighty. You there?
Yes. So it'll be C as in cancel,
259-189-777.
It's 3 7s.
Yeah, 777. Okay,
correct.
And now what is this about? I don't understand. What is this number for?
That's just for your records. You know, it's proof that you did call in today to cancel that account out.
Okay. So I just lost out on the $50-some, right?
It is a valid charge, but we can offer you a 50% refund on that charge.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, I guess, and how much was it completely? I don't even know. How much was it?
The charge is $56.95.
Okay, and you can give me 50% of that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, I guess, lesson learned, huh? Well, all right. I guess that's cheaper than thousands of dollars. Okay. Yeah, I guess if you can give me a 50% discount on that, or refund on that, that'd be cool.
Yes, sir. So we'll go ahead and process it, and you should see it back on your statement in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Well, I thank you very much. And so what is this exactly? I mean, I read it, and I mean, I even have. Let me find my phone. I'll tell you what it says. Once I find my phone, it gave me and you can tell it's what it says, tackle bag, huh?
Yes, a tactical bag, yes.
And they're supposed to send that to me?
Yes, they have where it was shipped out to you, to the address on file.
Uh-huh. Oh, it is shipped out, huh?
Yes.
Huh. I won't be darned. Well, I guess I'll see if I get it or not. Let me find my email here. Right here. They gave me a number, and this doesn't say anything about anything like that. Nothing at all. Nothing at all.
Okay. Yes, sir. It was stated in the terms and conditions right before you paid the shipping and handling.
I'm actually reading it right now, and it does not say anything about, terms and conditions. I'll find that. Which I read the terms and conditions, because...
I'll call it better business.
Babe. And it doesn't say anything about that. It says something about UPS. Where is that? Oh, here's my confirmation email right here. And it doesn't say anything about, in the terms of condition, it does not say anything about, it doesn't say anything about a gift thing or anything like that. It don't say nothing like that.
Okay, are you looking at the site, sir?
Go ahead.
No, I'm saying, are you looking at the site where you paid the shipping and handling?
I'm getting on that part right now. All right. It says here, yeah, it does not. I'm right here. Terms and conditions. This is an independent survey website. And it doesn't say anything about a It just says that shipping and handling fees may apply. It doesn't say anything about that at all.
All right. My money back.
Then give us 50%. I'm reading it right now, and it doesn't say. Not for children under the age of 13. They don't collect personal information. I don't see anywhere where it says anything like that at all. I mean, seriously, I got the whole thing right here.
Okay, well, it's, it states it on their website, sir.
Huh. Well, like I said, I'm sitting here reading it right now. It says they collect information for customized advertisement. Voluntarily, something about cookies and I know what kind. Yeah, I'm not seeing anything like that. Don't say nothing about that. Really don't.
Okay. Well, what I can do is, because we're a third-party call center, I can get, you know, contact that company and get, you know, someone to submit the copy of the terms and conditions to you in your email.
I got it right here in front of me. I mean, I'm serious. I got it right here in front of me. I'm reading it right here.
Okay.
Well, I mean, if I had a way to send it to you, I could send it to you.
Okay.
I'm reading it wrong.
You know, I can go ahead, like I said, and cancel that account out for you.
Yeah, it says that it's even telling me where people dispute different things and small claims and 1995. And I mean, the whole list of stuff here. I mean, I got the whole gist of everything. It's like page after page after page of it. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, if you can,
I don't know what you
do. Honey, come on, just,
what?
Okay, well, yeah, cancel that out, and, because I don't see anywhere it says you can cancel it, I can unsubscribe, and I'm trying to find that again.
Okay. Well, what I can do, sir, I can transfer you over to a supervisor to see if she can help you locate that, you know, where it states it in the terms and conditions.
I have I'm do what now? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Are you talking to me, sir?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I was saying I can transfer you over to a supervisor so they can help you locate it, the terms and conditions on that site.
I got it.
Okay.
I don't need a supervisor because it says right here, terms and conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And I hit that and it says, I was just looking through the whole thing. And I don't see... where it says terms and conditions or contact us. I hit terms and conditions and it goes through the whole thing. I mean, but it doesn't, list center, is that what it is?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And it does not say anywhere because it goes right down from it goes right down to description of, well, it goes terms and conditions, which is the closure, introduction, thank you for using, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm looking through all this, and it says that you do surveys or save resumes made available to use results of your download purchases and otherwise subscriptions are used as the application toolbar. And like your computer, we are no way affiliated or associated with responsible for the application of toolbar, children privacy statement. And then from there, it goes all the way down to the end. It's all children's privacy statements. It doesn't say anything about it being a anything like that. For real, it don't.
Okay.
But that's all right.
Okay. Are you sure, sir? Because I can escalate the call for you.
Yeah, you can send me to a supervisor, and I'm going to tell the supervisor. I mean, I'm going to go right to where I'm at right now.
Okay, hold just a moment. No problem, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. Hold, please.
Thank you.